Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career, so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to The Savvy Psychologist. I'm Dr. Ellen Hendrickson, and every week I'll help you meet life's challenges with evidence-based research, a sympathetic ear, and zero judgment. Were you born under a lucky star, or maybe you're having a Friday the 13th kind of a life? It turns out, having good luck isn't just a matter of, well, luck. So this week, we'll examine the science of getting lucky. No, not that kind of getting lucky. So here we go. All right, you find a penny, you pick it up. What happens next? Are you the type to believe that all day long you'll have good luck? Or are you simply 1 cent richer? Some people are more naturally inclined to believe in luck than others. If you're in the camp that searches for four-leaf clovers or sets out a one-paw-raised Maneki Neko cat in the front window of your business, research finds that your belief in good luck hangs together with two specific traits. First, believing in good luck goes along with being optimistic. You likely have a positive outlook on life. And second, believing in good luck goes along with what's called positive illusions, ways of seeing the world which are biased in your favor. For example, you may believe everything will turn out fine, think you are in control of your own destiny, or have a healthily inflated sense of your own abilities. If you've ever seen an overly confident chihuahua bark like a boss at a bigger dog, you know exactly what I mean. Now, using pure logic, none of these beliefs is 100% realistic, but they make us feel good and, interestingly, make us more effective and successful. A little delusion, it turns out, is adaptive.
Your skin refuses to be defined by age. That's why Agency creates personalized anti-aging formulas that smooth fine lines, lighten dark spots, and improve the appearance of dark circles. Each formula is tailored to you and prescribed by a licensed dermatology provider. Formulas are customized with clinically proven ingredients like tretinoin, which is up to 20 times stronger than retinol. Get your first month free at withagency.com. That's withagency.com. $4.95 shipping and handling subject to consultation. Subscription required. Cancel anytime.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track. We care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Okay, so now, what if you're not exactly Little Miss Sunshine, or are less Chihuahua and more Black Cat? How should you approach luck? Well, lucky you asked. Here are the two big things to know. Lucky tip number one. Know you really can make your own luck. If your heart has been broken, you inevitably see happy couples canoodling behind every corner. If you've ever been pregnant, you may remember spotting other pregnant women everywhere. It's the same with good luck. To find it, you have to see the world through its filter. This phenomenon is called a confirmation bias, or the tendency to see and interpret the world in a way that confirms your experiences and beliefs. For instance, athletes who believe in luck may pay close attention to those instances where they perform a superstitious pre-game ritual and then win. They may ignore all the times their sleeve pulling, chalk tossing, or head knocking did nothing for them. More seriously, confirmation bias perpetuates harmful stereotypes. You're more likely to notice and remember that your millennial coworker is addicted to her phone and your baby boomer coworker can't work the fax machine than the fact that the millennial is always being thoughtful towards others or the baby boomer goes surfing every weekend. As a result, the stereotypes get reinforced and carry on. But the same goes for luck. We pay attention to the circumstances that fit our beliefs. So, if we believe we're lucky, or unlucky for that matter, we'll start to focus on the events and coincidences that are in line with that belief. To take it further, we'll also start acting in ways that confirm the belief. This creates what's called a self-fulfilling prophecy. For instance, you might not have risked cracking the joke in your presentation that made the entire conference room laugh if you hadn't been wearing your lucky shirt. You may not have had the guts to swing at the softball pitch as hard as you did had you not done your pre-batting ritual of tapping your toes and touching your helmet. These self-fulfilling prophecies are why lucky charms work, and I'm not talking about the magically delicious kind. If your rabbit's foot or a horseshoe-shaped locket makes you feel lucky, you'll likely act in a way that enhances your confidence or your willingness to take a risk, which in turn enhances your performance and thus underscores the idea that the lucky charm worked. This is exactly what happened in a study in the prestigious journal Psychological Science. Researchers asked participants to putt a golf ball into a hole 10 times from about 3 feet away. As they were handed their golf ball, half the group were told, "So far, this has turned out to be a lucky ball," while the other half were simply told, "This is the ball everyone has used so far." And as luck would have it, sorry, couldn't resist, the lucky ball group performed better, sinking an average of 1.5 more putts than the group with the neutral ball. The researchers concluded that activating a belief in luck boosted the participants' confidence at mastering the task, which in turn improved their performance. Lucky tip number 2, know that luck isn't permanent. Okay, so we've just established that believing you're lucky is an essential first step to actually being lucky. But can it go too far? Yes, indeed. One example is problem gambling. One study from Chung-Ang University in South Korea, where the prevalence of gambling addiction is a whopping 7.2% compared to about 1% in the US, showed that individuals with a gambling problem have a greater tendency to believe being lucky is an internal stable factor. In other words, they believe they are lucky people, no matter the circumstances. Also, another way they pushed their luck, sorry, I did it again, was their tendency to engage in what's called counterfactual thinking, which is when we imagine other outcomes for things that have already happened by chance. It's a combination of hindsight and the illusion of control, and it's well named in that it runs counter to the facts. For example, after a win, an individual with a gambling problem might say, "If only I had bet more, I would have won a lot more." Then they might start betting more, thus increasing their risk without necessarily improving their odds. Therefore, it's important to hold the right mindset about luck. Think about it this way. Luck is different than destiny. It's not fixed. It's not now and forever. Saying, "I'm unlucky in love," or "I'm a lucky guy when it comes to the blackjack table," views luck as a permanent state, which can get you in trouble. At the same time, as shown by the golfing study we talked about, psychologically, luck isn't totally random. It's not just chance. Therefore, instead of thinking of luck as chance, think of luck as a chance. Luck sets you up, but you take it on home. Fate may seat you next to a handsome stranger in class, but you decide whether or not to say hi. Superstition may make you wary after a black cat crosses your path, but you make the decision to therefore avoid your usual shortcut through the dark alley this time around. Luck may cause the flat tire that strands you next to the house for sale, but you decide to knock on the door and inquire about buying it. In short, you make your own luck by being open and willing to take a leap of faith. So when it comes to improving your luck, I wish you good luck. I'll keep my fingers crossed for you. Thank you so much for making The Savvy Psychologist a part of your life. Never miss a thing when you sign up for the newsletter at quickanddirtytips.com/newsletters or subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts or Stitcher. You can also listen on Spotify, follow on Twitter at QDT Savvy Psych, or like on Facebook, where there are always links to episodes no longer available on Apple Podcasts. I'm Dr. Ellen Hendrickson, and the Savvy Psychologist is strictly for informational purposes and doesn't substitute for mental health care from a licensed professional. Have a wonderful week, and I will see you all next Friday for a happier, healthier mind.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career, so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.